Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Psalm 72 is written by King Solomon. And though he wrote historically about the kings of Israel, he also described an eternal kingdom, a universal reign. Listen to what Solomon wrote.
May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon, throughout all generations. May the king be like rain that falls on the cut grass, like spring showers that water the earth. May the righteous flourish in his days, and well-being abound until the moon is no more. Blessed be his glorious name forever. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Yes, these are Old Testament references to the fact that Jesus Christ someday will reign as King of Kings. However, we must remember that God's promise to Abraham is being fulfilled now as both Jews and Gentiles become members of one body, the church. But the Apostle John had a vision of a future time when, as we read in the book of Revelation, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Well, obviously, this great moment in history has not yet arrived. When it does, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. However, when we become his children, even today as members of the church, we should become his subjects. We should worship and obey him as God, our King. As Paul wrote, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos, as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.